Sinimula ng Louisville ang huling paalam nito kay Muhammad Ali sa libu-libong katao na nag-abang at pumila sa kalsada para harapin ang prosesyon ng libing. Ang 74 taong gulang na boksingero ay inilibing sa isang pribadong serbisyo sa kanyang bayan, ang Louisville, Kentucky, at may mga nakasulat lamang sa salitang Ali sa kanyang puntod. Pagkatapos ito, sa isang punong-punong stadium sa downtown, halos 15,000 katao ang nagtipon-tipon para sa isang pampublikong memorial service.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Sa entablado, nakawagayway ang mga bandila ng Estados Unidos at ng Olympics at isang padasal mula sa iba't ibang mga pananampalataya na binubuo ng mga kinatawa ng Kristiyano, Hudyo, Katutubong Amerikano at Buddhist. Ang kaganapan ay pagdiriwang ng mga tagumpay sa palakasan ni Ali at pati na rin ang kanyang pakikipaglaban sa mga isyong panglipunan at pangkatauhan. Pinasalamatan ni Leonie ang naiwang asawa ni Ali, ang mga taga-suporta sa pagtulong sa kanyang kahilingan na ganapin ang mga seremonya para siya parangalan sa tradisyon ng kanyang pananampalatayang Muslim.
He wanted us to use his life and his death as a teaching moment for young people, for his country, and for the world. In effect, he wanted us to remind people who are suffering that he had seen the face of injustice, that he grew up in a segregation, and that during his early life...
At nagnilay-nilay si Leonie sa buhay ng kanyang asawa.
If Muhammad didn't like the rules, he rewrote them. His religion, his name, his beliefs were his to fashion, no matter what the cost.
Sinabi pa ni Leonie, hindi natatakot si Muhammad Ali na mamatay.
Yet his timing is once again poignant. His passing and its meaning for our time should not be overlooked. As we face uncertainty in a world and divisions at home, as to who we are as a people, Muhammad's life provides useful guidance.
Naalala naman ni Atala Shabazz, ang anak na babae ng Afro-Amerikanong Muslim na aktivista ng karapatang sibil, Malcolm X, ang ugnayan ng kanyang ama kay Muhammad Ali.
A unifying topic was faith, an ecumenical faith, respect for faith, all faiths, even if belonging to one specific religion or none, the root of such being the gift of faith itself. So in his own words, he wrote, "We all have the same God. We just serve him differently."
Nawala ang mahalagang 3 taon ni Ali sa kanyang karera sa boxing sa pagtutol na pagsilbi sa serbisyo ng militar sa Estados Unidos noong digmaan ng Vietnam. Nagsalita si Rabbi Michael Lerner ng pananampalatayang Hudyo sa integridad moral ng boksingero.
But heavyweight champions of the world come and go, and sports heroes come and go. There was something about Muhammad Ali that was different. At the key moment when he had that recognition, he used it to stand up to an immoral war and say, "No, I won't go."
Sinabi naman ng dating Pangulo ng Estados Unidos, Bill Clinton, hindi nakilala si Ali sa kanyang pagiging matalino kahit paman isa yon sa kanyang mga katangian.
He decided that he would not be ever disempowered. He decided that not his race, nor his place, nor the expectations of others, positive, negative, or otherwise, would strip from him the power to write his own story.
Ang komedyanteng Bill Kristol ay isa sa mga malapit na kaibigan ni Ali. Ito ang parangal ni Bill Kristol.
He did things nobody would do. He predicted the round that he would knock somebody out in, and then he would do it. He was funny. He was beautiful. He was the most perfect athlete you ever saw, and those were his own words. Ali forced us to take a look at ourselves. This brash young man who thrilled us, angered us, confused, and challenged us, ultimately became a silent messenger of peace, who taught us that life is best when you build bridges between people not walls.
Tapos si Rasheda Aliwash ay nagsalita sa kanyang ama. Narito ang anak na si Rasheda Aliwash.
Now you are free to be with your Creator. We love you so much, Daddy. Until we meet again, fly, butterfly, fly.